You and your colleagues would have a lot to worry about if that's how you rolled. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey has been writing about some of the reasons why you might be worried in his column this week. Mike, you started your column off with a question today. You don't do that too often, do you?
No. No, it's I find that kind of interesting, if you know, and I've talked to some people who are not feds but who listen to us, who follow us and read the column, and they like quizzes.
Uh-huh.
and questions like that.
So. Okay. The question is, how would you like to live in a climate where warnings of storms, tornadoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, or their psychological or financial equivalents were regular events? Could you cope? And it's a trick question.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the trick?
Well, the trick is you're doing it. If you're reading this, even as we speak, chances are you're a Fed or maybe a contractor or a retiree, and you are coping, unless you're, you know, curled up in a fetal position somewhere or hiding.
Which we
in a
don't
cave.
Advise.
No, it's not good. Not good. It's not good at the office.
Bad for the back.
Yeah, but no, people are, and again, you know, we've made this sort of our mantra here at Federal News Radio that we will not hype. We will not hype something.
Uh-huh.
Just the facts. Educated guesses, but tell people when you're guessing. Tell them that your track record is 50-50 at best.
Yeah.
But that said, these really are tough times for federal workers and for retirees. And the thing I was kind of trying to do this week was to, what was it one time? I think Time Magazine did a thing about the some of the columnists in Washington, and they said Causey brings hope to the depressed and depression to the hopeful. And I didn't particularly like it. It was something like that. But the idea is maybe you're kind of walking in the middle of the line.
Right.
And if you're sleeping through all this, it's probably not a good thing, because these are some serious threats out there. And you, even if you can't do anything about it, you need to know what's possibly on the horizon. On the other hand, if you're worried to death, you know, where you won't have a chance to retire or something, that's overkill.
Yeah. You touched on something, though, that I think is at the core of all of these discussions, and that is, if you can't do anything about it, which 99.999% of people in the federal government can't.
Right.
There's just nothing. I can understand why people get twisted around the axle, but it doesn't do you any good, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and you can't control it.
Right. And, you know, the American way is to get out there and fight, shake the tree and do all that. But as an individual, if you're a federal worker in Gadsden, Alabama, there's not much other than contacting your representative and your two senators, not much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Joining a union, joining a professional association, joining NARF, those are very positive things if you like that sort of thing. But the bottom line is, be aware that you can't necessarily alter the events by going out and talking to people in the grocery store. But on the other hand, you don't want to be blindsided by this.
Right. You write in a number of columns this week about some of the things that people should understand. Are you getting much more of a sense of what of all of the things that are on the landscape are any closer or farther away from happening? Because so many of these things, people are getting all worked up about things that you and I have said are just possibilities, and in some cases, remote possibilities.
Well, I ran this by Dan Adcock. He's legislative director of NARF, and he's paid to worry, but he's also paid to, you know, get it done. And I talked with Steve Watkins and Steve Losey of the Federal Times and just some other people, and they all agree that the number one complaint people have, the number one fear, seems to be that they won't have time to retire before the high three salary annuity system is changed to a high five. And so we all thought it was important at this stage to remind people that's the most remote one out there. Hasn't been introduced. It's an idea that's been around for 30 years, or as long as they've had the high three. So, of course, it's worrisome, but there's no there. It hasn't mm-hmm. been introduced. Nobody's seriously talking about it. And they pointed out that they think the most serious threat, the most likely one, is this making FERS employees, which is 4 out of 5 active feds, making them pay 5% more for their retirement, toward their retirement, which would amount to, depending on how you do the math, a 5% cut in take-home pay. And I just got an email a moment ago from a guy who said he's done the math, and in his case, it would be about a 7% cut in take-home pay. I'm not quite sure how he arrived at that, because mm-hmm. all of us in this business are math challenged.
Some interesting math.
Yeah, but it is it is a hit, and it's a permanent hit.
Yeah.
So your salary would remain the same, your gross salary, but your take-home would be reduced by 5%. And also the other thing that's very serious on the horizon for feds and very likely to happen is this idea of changing the way the consumer price index is computed based, and that's based on what federal postal retirees get and what people under Social Security. And the plan they're talking about, it's something like a chained or a chain link CPI. But the bottom line is they think it would reduce the future cost of living adjustments each and every year would reduce them by 1% over the current formula they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Post endorsed that editorially the other day. So in a government town, that's a pretty gutsy move. Yeah.
There is good news, though, in all of this. Today's Friday.
That I was going to say, what's that?
Yeah.
It is Friday, yeah. And of course, in crisis times like this, we go into full charge mode, and it's good for us. It gets the juices revving. But we assure people that we're not hyping this, that when we tell you this is serious, it's probably serious. And when we tell you don't worry so much, don't worry so much.
Yeah, there's just nothing you can do about it. All right. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey, your columns posted at federalnewsradio.com, as it is every single day.